What's up, everyone? I'm Dev Dog Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Laughs, where clients help you complete the challenge of designing a memorable logo in just a moment, or laugh at our designs in just a moment. Today's special guest client is none other than Chris. Chris, how are you?
Oh man, I am great. I'm excellent. Glad to be here on Deft. Can't wait to tell you guys about my company.
Hey, thank you, man, for having it. This is being presented by Def today. The podcast is called Designing Laughs, and it's being presented by Def. So, just to be clarified,
Got you.
yeah. So, with that being said, could you tell me who are we designing for today?
So the company is called Imaginary Tech. The only IT you need to see the future you don't know is there.
Ooh, you got a slogan too. Okay. I like that. Can you before you tell me about, sorry, actually, before you tell me about what the company does, let me take a stab in the dark of what it might mean. So, imaginary tech, right? Is that like a technology that even the meta can't even is like imagine?
So no, it's more about bringing the fantasy that we've all maybe seen in movies, shows, TVs, genres, things you might have grown up with, and try to make some sort of a reality out of that, right? We are in startup phase, but we do have a decent amount of capital because we've started some things where we've built up a brand off of just generic tech things, right? So, your graphics card, your CPUs, your chips, we try to broaden our specs and everywhere to have the overall dream of the imaginary tech. We're trying to bring that fantasy tech to reality as much as we can.
Now, how are you doing it though?
So like I said, we've sold and built up funds to make some of those things a reality. So right now we've engaged in a lot of retail sales, selling those higher end objects like the TI 4090. It retails for like 2500 plus or whatever, right? So we sell them a little bit more affordable as a version that we produce, right? So we manufacture those things, and then on the side, as we're getting that retail, that capital up to do what we want to do. We have people who develop and are like a side task team on the main goal to build the imaginary tech. So we have got the coders, we've got some, for lack of a better term, the rocket engineers, and then all those
I
people
got
are
you.
going to be in place to do what we need them to do. That's what we have a separate team just been working dedicated on that, kind of the research and development team, as we like to call them. And then we have, our retail side where we sell all the things to kind of help get us where we want to go.
So you guys are also, so you're a manufacturer and you also are cutting out the middleman, basically.
I guess you could say that, yeah. So we do sell direct. It is online web-based only. So that it's been a little bit of a challenge, right? But we've been able to partner with some manufacturers and developers that help us been able to reach that crowd. I guess rather some third parties who've been able to help us reach that part, who doesn't mind, having discounts and sales on their platforms so that they can come back to ours, if that makes sense, hopefully.
No, it does, it makes a lot of sense. That's very interesting. Like, well, as a designer, we're all about solving problems, and seems like, I don't know. Actually, before I even to even think about what your problems might be as a company, could you tell me what kind of problems are you having as far as a brand when it comes to your logo?
So right now, that research and development team, I feel like we're ready to start going into more of a physical phase, if you will. So
Okay.
what we want to do is to make that a standalone idea, right? So like we already have the imaginary tech and the online portal where people can purchase and manufacture, sorry, purchasing all their needs for their PC, their builds, or whatever it is, right? And to do that in this startup phase of the whole bringing that fantasy to reality, where we're looking for some investors. So we're trying to get some little eye-catching, little popping. So because the requirements for all the materials and things that we want to do on that broader scale is it's quite costly. So, hopefully we can bring in something or bring in people that align with the mission, right? And can help build out what we're trying to do.
So the mission is to try to what, make things more affordable for the average person, basically?
No, that's just the retail to help give us some capital so that we can make moves on our own. The mission is actually TITS, right? So it's transformative, innovative technology solutions, right? So TITS, that's our mission. That's our overall goal. That's what we're trying to push forward, right? And to bring those fantasy techs to life, we're going to need a lot of base materials, locations, warehouse, somewhere we can build on and expand in. And that has proven to be quite costly, right? So that's why we want a logo, something for this research development team, so we can show that side of it that people don't know, right? The behind the scenes that we've been working on all this time in order to really get it off the ground.
So basically you're saying the brand is there, but you guys don't have something that symbolizes it in visually.
Yeah, right. So like you want to think of it as maybe like main company subsidiarity, right? So the main company, people might recognize Imaginary Tech as the retail side, right? But that R&D side for the fantasy tech, you're right, the technology you didn't know that you wanted, right? That mission, that slogan we gave you in the beginning,
right?
We want that to have its own identity, right? So it's all under the same company, but we right. really want that R&D side to really like stand alone for when we go for those real big pushes with hopefully in the end some government contracts and things of that nature, right? But that's a little bit long term, right? We got the overall goal and we need to really start getting this moving now.
The process of how you guys are going about it.
Yeah.
How can I when it comes to today, on today's challenge, when it comes to designing a memorable logo for you, further, what do you call it? Elevate you guys' mission, basically. Like, how can I take what you guys are doing already and show that visually? And that's what we're going to do today on today's podcast. With that being said, we're going to move forward to the next part of the process when it comes to the building a logo. And for today's challenge, well, first of all, for the design process, usually I start off with, doing a lot of research and things like that. But well, for the challenge today, though, we don't have time to do that kind of research. So
gotcha.
We're going to do what we can within the amount of time. However, though, with your help, I just need to know, what's one thing that you want to see when it comes to this logo that has to be in the logo design?
So I've always pictured something, right? So the sci-fi look, fantasy look, you find it's a lot of either the white stars, black machinery, something people feel like they haven't seen but kind of have, right? Think of like Star Trek ships, or like the Dune ships, like the latest Dune, those ships are crazy, right? They kind of just hover in. They got but they're designed off like wasps, like the way the wings kind of like just like buzz up, for example.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. So things that
you're thinking about, like geometric shapes,
Yeah. Something that can help ground the audience. So maybe like a jet or a fighter plane type design, if you wanted like a ship, right? Stars, everyone knows what stars look. It's just the diamond shape, or the cross pattern. Something like that is what I have in mind.
You're giving me a lot of great imagery to pull from. But what's the one thing that you want to see in the actual logo for the challenge for today? Like, I didn't know, like, one thing, whether it be whatever it might be.
So I kind of thought of it more of a silhouette overall rather than a distinct visual look, right? So maybe playing with the negative space, because I want people to fill in their own imagination to what like that body is, right? Imaginary tech, right? So these are things that aren't exactly here yet. So I didn't want a fully fleshed out image that people will ground to. I wanted something that'll get people thinking.
So basically you're saying you want something abstract. It don't need to be
abstract. That's the perfect word for it.
You said it. There you go. All right. So with that being said, today's logo we're going to design within 10 minutes.
Ooh.
It's going to be an abstract design. And you know what? Let's see what we can do to throw a little monkey wrench in there, bro. So I was thinking, if it's going to be a tech company and you guys are doing imaginary stuff, let's go ahead and imagine it being completely far left. So let's make it something totally different. Like, it's got to be using only let's go with only serif fonts.
Serif font? Okay.
Yeah, I'm that's gonna make it really different. So we're gonna see how we can make a tech company look memorable with using only a serif font. It has to be a serif font within 10 minutes, and it has to be abstract.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm down.
All right, so at this time, I'm going to go ahead and share the screen with you, sir. And we're going to start this timer starting now.
Okay.
All right, bro. So timer started. 10 minutes, bro, to design an abstract logo for imaginary... Excuse me, I can't even spell right because I had to burp. Imaginary tech, right? And then we're gonna zoom in a little bit, make it a little bit bigger. We're designing together, sir. So just let you know, man. Well, you know, please don't hesitate to put your input in. There's no right or wrong.
Got it. I'll be right there with you.
Let's just start something like this. And with it being a serif font, we gotta change the font, of course. So what kind of serif font are you looking to thinking about?
I guess what are my options? What are we looking at here? So these are all the ones we're checking with here?
Everything you have access to? Yes, basically. I mean, you can, if you know any fonts, you can tell me, or if you want to see something in particular that you think that looks interesting, let me know. But if we're being serif, you know, we're kind of limited when it comes to it, then by it being serif. I can say it's kind of limited. It narrows it down. There you go. That's the word I want to say.
I see.
That kind of has some flair to it. I like that.
It's definitely sharp. I don't mind it being maybe an option. Can we take a look at some more?
Absolutely, bro.
We're trying to get a little bit more abstract, right? Can we scroll up? Absolutely. You're going a little. Oh, like Armstrong is kind of interesting too, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Look at that. That's wild looking, right?
It is. Oh, man. But remember, it's got to be a serif.
Okay.
So it doesn't have the serifs on the end.
All right, got you. Okay, Sarah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're looking like, but that's more.
Oh, what was that? Was it like Lolita something popped up there at the end?
Okay, no problem. Lolita. You saw Lolita. Where'd you see Lolita?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to scroll. It was very fast. Maybe I even misread that. It was kind of quick.
Okay. I don't remember seeing Lolita, but
yeah, there it is. Go up one, a Lolita scorned. So you go down two from where you're at.
Oh, I see.
That's pretty wild. That's
It
actually kind
is.
of goth a little bit. It looks like drip. Nah, never mind.
Yeah.
The image that was that tiny looked a little bit sharper. I don't think I want to go with that at all. Never mind.
It's all good, bro. All right, so let's keep going. Let's keep playing. That doesn't have enough sales. Let's
I
see.
do kind of like the android robot though. That does kind of give you that sci-fi look, regardless
It
of whether it has a lot of the
does.
serif. I feel like we should definitely put that on the table as an option.
The Android?
Android robot.
Yeah, we could try to play with that. Man, it does have serifs on it. Well, yeah, it does have serifs.
Okay, it does have. All
It's just
right,
some
wait,
of the
what?
letter forms, like
Okay,
a
yeah,
Y.
it's
It's not
not on every
consistent. So
letter. Yeah.
it still works though. Let's do it,
Okay.
bro. Good choice. Right. I think if we're gonna do it, bro, first thing first, I think you should open up the kerning. What do you think?
Hey, I'm gonna let the master work, you know what I mean?
No, bro. We work together together. There's no wrong, right? I'm just saying. I think we need to open up the kerning because it looks like it's too tight in there. When
Okay,
I
I
say
see what
letter
you're saying.
kerning,
Like, maybe people may not be able to read it
the
right
letter
off top.
spacing.
Yeah, okay, got
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. See it, but when you do that though,
It
it's
definitely is a
already
lot
a very
clearer.
long. It's
Ooh,
already
okay.
a,
Stretched.
I'm sorry. Yeah. The way this font is, it's kind of a very wide font. So
Maybe we can
because of
squeeze it
that,
just a little bit more.
what, squeeze it down or
No, like,
out?
yeah, because maybe the gap between the letters is just too
Too big, you're
much. It
saying?
may be just enough so that people can clearly read it, like before they were all next to each other, but it may be like a
Got you.
small gap that might will help with some of like how wide it is. Yeah, I feel like that's better spacing.
Yeah, got you. We're gonna have to stick with that because we got less than 5 minutes now, bro.
Oh man,
All
oh, this time is
right.
moving. Oh.
Yeah, man. All right, so we got that and then imaginary tech. And you said you wanted it to be, what did you say again? Abstract. And you wanted it
Yeah.
to seem like something was, you said like a negative space. Didn't you say something like that?
I did say negative space around it, right? Because I feel like I wanted people to fill in that void for them. So I thought maybe at the time, the more physical image, like I said, wouldn't be detailed. It would just be like, I guess, a solid color, right? And then like people would have to kind of fill in the blanks. So maybe you might edge out some shapes to like kind of
Okay.
show what it is. So like if it was a plane, you might have the whole white square, but then you might have like a little cut in here for a wing, like a window, so they can see that it was kind of like a ship, right? Like airplanes have the big wide window on the front or whatever. But then they have like a lot of squares, so like that would read airplane. But if you read like some kind of like fancy door build out to it or something line, you know what I mean? If that makes
All
sense.
right.
As so
I
like
mean, it
people would
does.
put together that it was like a spaceship as opposed to like an airplane.
Okay, so you want you want the spaceship, you want the airplane to be a part of it, then it sounds like it could
That
based off
was
of what you're
just
saying.
what I thought, but like I'm flexible. I'll work with you.
So this, you want like what, plane?
Well, if you're looking at visual prompts, something maybe like rockets or spaceships might be
Okay.
probably
More along the
more
lines you want.
fantasy, right? Like we want them to
Rocket.
think, yeah.
Rocket. Invisible rocket. Let's see this.
All
Let's see
right.
what that says. Invisible rocket. I want to see what that says. What that prompts. So we got literally 2.5. We got 2 minutes and 50 seconds, bro. They're trying to come
Woof,
up with
that
some
time
energy to
went
come up
super fast.
fast.
10
Yes.
minutes. Oof. Might need to
Yeah.
drop another five on that.
So, this is what you get when I put an invisible rocket. Now I could play with the designs a little bit more. I like it being simplistic, so I want to keep it like that, but maybe we should play like a rocket chip, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe do spaceship instead and see what other images pop up. Because this
Yeah,
one's
there you
not
go.
too bad, but it's definitely way more filled in than I would like.
I got you. I see what you're saying. So you want it to be more of like straight up just a silhouette.
I feel like that is the way to go.
I got you. No problem. Sounds good. So you want it to be minimalist as possible. Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, ooh, another. You're hitting these words. Minimalism. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
what I'm talking about.
So, with that being said, then, like, that's
I think that one's a
cool.
little too alien. There's
Yeah.
one to the right there.
But this
Yeah,
one.
that kind of looks like a robot. I
Yeah.
don't know. I'm thinking the first one that we had before we swapped to spaceship was probably the better overall shape.
Only got one more minute, bro. So,
Yeah,
oh, literally, which
go
one?
up
Which
and
one?
then the one to the right.
This
One more
one?
right.
This one?
Yeah, and see if we can mess around with like maybe taking some detail out of that.
Yeah, no problem, bro. Well, we only got so much time, so we kind of don't really
No
have that
worries.
kind of time. But
Right.
what we could do
Yes,
is
that way
this.
for sure.
And that's what if we made it like, man, trying to think about placement. We only got so much time. No,
How
I was
about
thinking
keeping the size it was, but then putting the words just directly on the ship, right?
that's what I was going to do originally, but I
Yeah.
think for it to do that though, you got to make the ship so big, and the way that the font is so wide, it's not going to
Okay.
come out again. I think your best bet is to make this to be like a more of like an icon, and then use the typography as more of like
Okay.
a
All right.
secondary
I'll rock with
element.
it.
Because as of right now, we got 3 seconds and time is just finished. So this is what we're gonna have to submit. All right, bro. Hold on a second. I'll make sure I keep that in proportion right. I don't want you to have no stretched out looking image. But this is what we were able to come up with within the amount of time. Man, time flies, bro. It really does fly.
Yeah, that blew past.
Like, I don't know like where it went though. I really don't know where it
Yeah,
went.
well, I don't know how we lost half that time so quickly. I feel like we were only scrolling for like a few seconds, it felt like to me, but ten
Yeah.
minutes, we 5 minutes from just looking at the font. Wow. That
See what I'm
was
saying? So,
intense.
hey, I have a question for you, bro.
Okay.
First and foremost, thank you for the encouragement, and also too, bro, like for working with me on it, because it's not easy to be able to listen to what you're saying and also being able to try to our what do you call it? Capture
Act at the
that.
same time, right? Yeah, like
Yes, you know what I'm
being
saying? And
able
you've
to
been
get
very
the
clear
immediate
on,
feedback and do it in real time can be quite challenging, yeah.
yeah. And you, but you've been very clear on communicating though, without it being like overly like, too much, you know what I'm saying? Or being not enough. Like you've been very clear, and I want to give you kudos for that, bro, because that makes a big
Oh, well,
difference.
thank you.
Like being able to communicate with a client and being able to articulate makes a big difference. With that being said, I gotta test out this logo, bro. So, can you describe to me something memorable about this logo?
So the most memorable thing to me is actually the font in it's itself. I like the deep bold look of it, as well as the fantasy aspect too. I feel like that font actually kind of like perfectly captured the sci-fi along with that grounded I was telling you about, right? They're obviously all words and letters, but like think about like that shape for the T that comes down, yet you can clearly read that it's a T, right? Or even the things leading into from the word imaginary. I believe one of them has like the long up and then the straight down on it for like halfway, and it still reads out the letter that you need it to be. And that's what, like, when I saw it, I was like, oh, that's it. That's what I want. And as far as like, people filling in the blanks themselves for the silhouette. Like, I feel like it was just one solid strip color, and people had to think about what they were reading. And it was crazy. It's only two words, but like, you had to like feeling like, oh, this shape is the T. That's a T. This is an M. This is an G. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of had to work just for like a split second, even if it was only like a short amount of time. Like,
right.
That's what I was going for in the logo. Okay.
Well, cool, man. I'm glad that we was able to meet the challenge as far as being able to capture what you were trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, do you think that it is a memorable logo?
I think the ship part of it's going to need some work. I think that one is not only was it too bright, but I do like the simplicity of it. I just would have liked to change some of the internal shapes, maybe take more time to edit how that ship was going to look. And I think we'll have the logo locked in there, but with the time constraints, we just simply just didn't have enough time to get that down, with you having to understand what I was trying to put across and then visually make that happen. That 10 minutes went so fast, bro.
It did.
So fast.
It is a memorable logo. And
yes, I think it's like mostly there. Like, it's almost there.
Right. But mostly and being there is two different things. So because of that, I got to say that it's not, even though when you were talking about it, bro, that is what you want someone to talk about a brand when it comes to a logo, when I'm seeing it within a short period of time and then them being able to describe it. That's what you want. So we're going in the right direction, but it's not there though. However, you guys are the guests. You guys let us know. What did you guys think? Did you guys think that it was a memorable logo? At this point, I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next part of the podcast. And I'm going to go back to the screen, bro. And like you said, how that tech, how it goes down. It's almost like a backwards 7, like a 7-up. Like, it's a 7-11 kind of like.
And then letter. That straight up down was the I that I was remembering. Yes. Oh, and then the shape with the G. Like, everything makes you think about having to, like, what letter am I actually reading? Oh, man. I actually, you know what? To be honest with you, the script alone is kind of strong. I think that's what is doing a lot of the heavy lifting in the logo.
It is. Be honest with you, and I'm glad you said that. You said it before, but you need to say it. I think that people think that a logo means you got to have an icon or a mark in words, and that's not what a logo is. A logo is not a mark, or it's not just the word typography as well. It's all that could encompass it, and sometimes it's better to have one or other. It all depends on how it's going to be used and the outcome of the results of it. And like you said, with that being said, I think we should get rid of that, and it does look more solid and more stronger as a logo, in my opinion. With that being said, what would you like to see as far as a color for when it comes to this being a brand?
It was funny because I was just thinking, like, now that we have it, I still kind of want something to play around with it. And two things stand out in my mind right away. So if we look at the first word, imaginary, I think it'd actually be kind of cool to have like, well, I don't know if it's cool, but to give it more flair and like an underline, like, you know, when you have the text and word and it has the underline for you. So like, if we start the underline at the I and end at the A and let the G and the Y space where the lines are, right? And then you would, I guess, we just have to have a straight line for tech.
Oh, I can do that. And then I know exactly
the next thing, as far as adding color, I thought it might be interesting to have like yellow or like a gold color that would go on like as a strip to the lettering itself. So maybe like the first I has a line of yellow in the eye, like on one side only, that comes down from maybe like the top or a bottom or something like that. And then just like maybe randomly spacing where we put ticks of the yellow in the lettering as we go.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's see something.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking about coloring it like differently,
sort of
depending
like,
on where, depending on like where the letters are, basically.
Kind of thinking like almost. You ever seen like a backpack that has like patches on it, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm talking
like,
about like how they had the
yeah,
red,
like,
green, yellow, blue.
Yeah. So like, just maybe all one color. I think the yellow would be enough on its own. Like I said, I think the logo, the word is doing a lot of the heavy lifting, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
And then having incrementally, or maybe not even incremental is probably not the right word, the right type of like splash of color here or there on each letter, along with that underline, might give it something that just makes it pop a bit more. So not
I
only
think you can do that
because
without the
we want them
underline,
to
but I know
like
what you're saying.
see it and like get eye catching, and then
Yes.
take that second to think about what they're reading, right? So like it has a lot, but those neurons are firing, right?
Yeah. I hear you, bro. I get what you're saying exactly. I don't think you need the underline underneath it. Just the color
Okay.
alone will make your eye read that. I feel like that's another element. If you want to add it in, it just seems like something else extra, but
Okay.
it doesn't need it though. But we can play with it maybe in the future. However, at this point, I'm going to share the screen with you to take a look at some color swatches. All right, bro. So when it comes to the colors, here's some options we have. You know, we got all kind of color palettes you can choose from. And let's scroll down and take a look. You said you're looking towards the yellows, right?
Yeah, that's the yellow on the black is kind of the idea I had in mind. Some of them seem too bright. I almost kind of like that flat one, come back up one. And then the one on the left there with the black, blue, kind of like the oranges and the white, the one you're right below. Go down two.
This one?
And then, yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I kind of like that idea. Like, I don't want too many colors, and I feel like maybe
True.
too much gradient is too deep of a sliding scale for just the how bold the text is. Like, I don't want to lose
Right.
that flat, bold feeling, right? That thing that
True,
gives the
true.
silhouette.
I get what you're saying. Hey, with that being said, then what if something like more like these lines? Because I know what you're saying. These are just swatches, but that's giving me Pornhub kind of vibes or something. I don't know. like I want you to stick away from the orange, I think, but I think the yellowish more of orange color would work better though.
Okay.
This is my opinion. You want to take a look at it, see how it look?
I mean, yeah, we can try it out, right? Nothing wrong with the
Yeah.
experimentation.
Yeah,
That's
there
how
you
we
go.
learn. That's how we grow. That's where we find out what we like and what we don't like.
Yes, sir. And that's how you just have to figure out what works and doesn't work. So we're going to find out right now. All right. So let's say we did, oh no, which one is it? The one that has the outlines that I created out. I think it's,
I believe you moved the copy up, if I remember correctly.
Nope. Yes.
Nope.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no,
Oh,
you're
that
right.
one, so you can individually mess with the letters. Got you.
Mm-hmm. So let's say we did all imaginary one color and then did the other one a different color. You want to try that? See how that
We can
looks?
see how it looks. Yeah.
So that's what it looks like if you do it like that. What is like imaginary that tech? And then we'll do another one where it's actually all in one color. Well, actually, this one, what I'm going to do is I think what you could do is you could do it like this and bring it like a little outline. So yeah, I think we should put like an outline stroke on it. So let's see about this.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
It becomes pretty flat and kind of almost like you
Right.
can't, like something's making my brain like stop trying. Like I don't know.
Oh, like it's missing something there.
Yeah, like how it's selected now really makes me like focus in now. You know what I mean? Like I need that border that the black provided. That definitely pops really hard now that it has it's a firm stroke too. Like that's not a thin line stroke. That I at first the solid kind of gold color was like eh, but with the stroke around it, that border, that definitely helps quite a bit.
I think you should stick with a solid, heavier bold because the font, the weight of the font is already thick, so you need it to have it to keep balance. And it keeps it anchored too. You could even probably even hold on. I didn't want you to do that. Let's do this. I would say could even do it like that. And then I still have to play with some like the spacing a little bit again, but I should have did it. Should have did it that
Oh
way.
yeah, to match
Spacing
the other.
exactly
That's
how
right.
right.
I forgot that we spaced.
It's all good though. We'll just do this real quick for a second and try to make it work what we got for the time frame within the time frame. I'll do it like this. I like how that eye is pretty cool, bro. That
Yeah.
eye is it's got some character. It definitely does. That lower eye, that, and then I would say this stuff will go over here some like that, and then over. So there you go. That's what we'll keep it at like that, and then for the tech part. All right. So how do you think about that as far as spacing goes? And do you like the color or you want to try a different color?
Actually kind of like how it looks now as well. Like I still do like the solid black, but this isn't bad too. This definitely gives it more flair, more pop. You can definitely notice it more out of a glance. When I look at the solid black now, I see how flat that is without anything else with it. So this is definitely a lot more helpful, a lot more helpful. Wow, English. A lot more necessarily vibrant because of the brighter color, but I guess it just has more, I don't know, pizzazz. So I feel like I'm lacking the proper vocabulary to
You're fine,
articulate
bro.
what I
You
mean, what we have
use
here
your
right now.
words. You're fine.
It's definitely got more than it had before, right? And that's a good.
So we're settled, and this is going to be the final that we're submitting to the public. You all, imaginary tech coming soon. Now, with that
That's
being
right.
said, so I need from you, because it was almost there, bro, to get to the next part where I was going to say, hey, bro, what kind of mockup do you want to put this on to see how this really is? But since we didn't make it really. We're going to have to go a different route. We're going to put
Okay.
it on some mock-ups, but we're not going to get a chance to choose what they are because we didn't meet the requirements. So it's kind of like a crapshoot. You get what you get, basically. So hey, choose a number. Oh, sorry, choose three numbers, 1 through 6.
1 through 6,
Yes, sir.
2, 4, 6.
Okay, so do you want? Okay, I'm going to give you an opportunity at this moment to think really hard about that and decide if you want to change your numbers. Depending on if you get one of the numbers that is not a mock-up, you won't get a chance to see any more of the mock-ups. So I'm giving you a chance now to choose a different numbers in case there might be one underneath one of those numbers.
But I don't see them now, so it's still going to be random for me whenever they get revealed regardless. So I'm gonna stick. Not gonna change a thing. I'm just gonna go in.
I tried to give you the option, bro. So you said 2, 4, 6. All
Yep.
right. Number two. Into the face. Well, can't go further, bro. I tried. I tried. Hey, man, it was a pleasure working with you, bro. From here, though, at least we got a solid foundation of what imaginary tech was gonna look like. And for in the future, you guys come back. Hopefully, Chris will come back as well, and we'll be able to further flush out these ideas and be able to show you guys more about what imaginary tech has got to offer and what it's gonna look like in the future. With that being said, bro, I just want to say thank you again, bro, for being on the show, man. Thank you. What do you have to say about the design as far as that you haven't already said?
Thank you for having me. It's a fun little, I guess, experiment to see how things go, and it's definitely exciting for the viewers, I imagine, to work through this process, these ups and downs that are kind of, behind the scenes. So that's a nice little way to bring in them into that creative aspect of what goes into these broader things when you think about a company as a whole. So that's cool. So thank you for inviting me on for that. As far as the logo is concerned, I still think it's good where it is, even if that's, well, obviously this is where we've halted, but I do like it, you know what I mean? And I like how that process got us to there. So I will have to think about, where we use it, but
Okay.
it's solid where it is right now.
Cool, man. Thank you. Hey, man, we work hard, and you worked hard too, bro. Like, don't so sell your short, because I'm basically making this based off of what you're telling me. So, you have a big part on this as well. So it's not like it's all on me. You know what I'm saying? As much as I want to take credits because I created or my hands are moving. No. This is really this really is a collaboration, and man, and it was an honor to work with you, bro.
Oh, well, thank you. Likewise.
Thank you, bro. Hey, this has been another episode of Designing Laughs. I'm DevDaw Devin. I want to say special thanks once again to our guest today, Chris, representing for Imaginary Tech. Imaginary Tech. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine that. Now, what's your slogan again, bro? I forgot.
Imaginary tech, the only IT you need to see the future that you don't know is there.
And just like that, we out. This has been another episode of Design and Laughs. I'm DevDaw Devin. Peace. Design.